It's time for Warrior versus Masher, the Battle of the Mersey.
Oh, I quite like that, Battle of the Mersey. Sean Dodd is on 8, the Warrior is on 9. At the moment, and our end date was August, wasn't it? So we're closing in towards the end of our season, when there has to be a trophy produced by one of you for the other.
I'll get you a trophy.
The shape of this trophy doesn't matter.
Or oh, what thanks, mate. Is. That means I'm going to win, does it?
Yeah.
He's going to get me a trophy.
I'm just running up one.
There's no way you're conceding this already.
Matchmaking as well. I'm worried.
Get him, I run it up. That's what I'll get him.
Right, here we go. Mugs away. Our mug this week is Masher.
Yeah.
So let's start with Masher Dodd. Which former world champion has retired? Hang on. Has retired from boxing this week? Which former world champion has retired from boxing this week, Masher?
What nationality is he?
Doesn't matter.
So it's actually in the past fortnight. Where's my clock?
Have Manny Pacquiao.
I've got my clock.
No.
Oh. We did then. Do it again.
Do it again. Go on, you can have a second guess. Which former world champion has retired from boxing this week? If I can get the clock out of the file, I'll put you on it.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Do you know, Tom?
I know, mate. Yeah, straight away.
Do you? Should we do a thing where we pass it over to
you
person if you don't know?
Yeah, you've got to pass it over, of course. It's a valid question.
For half a point, then?
No, for half a point.
Wait there, I need the clock still.
Clock's on. Found it eventually.
I know. Mark Hagler.
Hagler.
So you don't even know what you're talking about.
Who's that?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
That's Lennox Lewis, and I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah, but he's not him.
Marvin Hagler retired
back
in the 80s.
That's your wrong thing.
Oh, my God.
Okay, over to you, Warrior. Who was it?
Enzo Macanelli.
Oh, gosh. You know I'm the best in the world.
Right, I tasked Matthew with finding some really good stuff.
I got it right, yeah.
Yeah, Enzo's right.
So thank you. Give me a point.
I knew Enzo had as well, but didn't know he was world champion.
Yeah, he was WBO.
Was he?
Yeah.
All right, Dodd next to that.
I didn't know.
David A. beat him for it.
First question to the Warrior. David. First one for the Warrior. Which big fight has Jazza Dickens landed this week?
Oh, come on.
Well, in the past week or
Legondo.
So.
I'm the best ever.
You couldn't have asked him an easier question
I'm
there.
I'm the best ever.
Tyson. I'm the best
there
ever.
Hey,
I'm
Matt,
the best ever.
That question for me.
Okay, the Warrior's leading by 2-0 so far.
No way.
Who's this mystery famous voice? I can't find it. Oh, I tell you what.
I bet it's a chef or something for me, and then for Tony it'll be a boxer.
Chef. Let me see if I can find these. Hang on. Here we go. Badly planned. Right. Here's a mystery voice. It's not a chef, I don't think. Which
go on, press the button.
Right, here we go. I was looking for the right button. Here we go.
Tonight, Matthew, I'm gonna
I know who that is.
God, who is it?
The comedian. Oh, come on, I know.
Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be...
I know who it is.
Do you know it, Warrior?
No, he sounds mentally challenged.
I'm going to be...
Oh, come on, I know this,
Have
please.
You seen him? Pulls funny faces?
Yeah, he got big ears.
I don't think I know who it is now.
Right, I've got to put you on the clock.
Oh, come on, I know who it is. Lee.
You can't have it because he's already given the first
Lee.
One.
Lee, what's his second?
The fella out of...
It's Lee Evans.
That's it.
Yeah, the
sorry. I knew him as well, I like him.
Okay, mystery voice for you as well this morning, Warrior.
Sweating.
They are just superhuman athletes now. They are just superhuman athletes now.
Sporting voice. Very famous. About to be on the telly for a couple of weeks.
They are just superhuman athletes.
Male long jumper.
Do you want?
He knows who this is, doesn't he, Masher?
Yeah.
Oh, you are joking.
They are just superhuman athletes now.
Go on, Masher.
Sally Gunnell.
See, I was confident there.
No.
You
no.
No.
You're barking up on the wrong tree, my friend.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one.
You're barking up on the wrong tree, my friend.
No, who's the voice of Wimbledon?
I ain't got a clue. Don't watch it.
Wimbledon? Sue Barker?
It's another pathetic
Sue Barker.
Sue Barker, yeah. Okay, 2-0 still to the Dodson.
What are you on? 2-1. She's not really famous. Oh, she is.
No, I got,
she is.
It's 2-1. I got my voice.
No, you
Lee
never.
Evans.
You got Lee.
Do you want half a point
for Lee?
Ah.
Right, can you name one of this year's... right, here we go.
Two,
Masher, can you name, and I pretty much sure you won't be able to. Can you name obviously, because it's one my question. Of this year's Glastonbury headliners?
No.
Go on, no, before you jump in. So just go on, think of a big band, massive band at the moment. If you're not hot, you're
Coldplay.
First round knockout.
Have you got that?
First round knockout.
Coldplay plays at every festival, so
yeah.
It's easy.
Well,
I was gonna say Avicii.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, but you like to be clever about things.
No, Avicii, this is the final.
Avicii, is that a band?
It's a group. It's a dance group.
Will that come under the band, yeah?
Okay, so here's one for Warrior. Can you name me one of the other two Glastonbury headliners this weekend?
Avicii?
No, headliners.
You should have left that.
Well, Avicii is,
that was
is
a guess.
Headliner.
Yeah.
Avicii is like a massive...
Are you sticking with that?
Steve.
I'm sticking with the Avicii because I know they are.
You mad fool.
But the Avicii are one of the top things on there.
Hey,
they've just been on the radio before.
With that Lee Evans, it should be 2-0 now.
No, it shouldn't.
It should be
2-0.
Okay. I've pulled it back and I'm going to win this now.
You can actually draw level if you can name me one of the other headliners.
I should be going one ahead now.
Give me another headliner.
Another headliner?
From Glastonbury this
weekend. Oasis.
Too late, he said it now.
Oh, I don't even get to do the tiebreak question. Right, this one's for the Warrior.
Tell me,
it should be two. Well,
no, it shouldn't.
I got
that. Hilarious, that. It sounds like he's going to pass out.
And was that live on telly?
Oh, that's absolutely brilliant.
Well, that was live on their telly.
Was it?
Icelandic telly.
Masha 8, Warrior 10 is how it stands. You've got to remember he's at home researching every day at the moment.
Yeah.
It's not much. Actually, I didn't give you the other headliners. Adele. You heard of Adele?
Yeah.
Of yeah.
I've been listening to her the past couple of days.
Muse. Do you know much about Muse?
Never did.
Matty's favourite band is Muse. Yeah.
Morton Muse.
Bit of a rock band.
That's the Morton News.
That's the worst name for a band I've ever heard in my life.
Muse.
It sounds like a
they're quite
a
big
breakfast cereal.
Sounds like a cow in the morning.
Oh, boys.
You're getting as bad as my dad with these bad gags.
I enjoyed that, chaps. Great to see you once again.
This is Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.